It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend, and we're glad that you're here and tuning in. Barbecue Bob is back in the chair. We'll talk a little bit about that in a second. But, hey, it's good to have you back, brother. And what you got going on?
Well, this show is going to be about the time of year it is and being the best patio time. But as we sit here, it's freezing cold.
Yeah.
But I wrote it when it was warm.
Right, yeah,
mid-50s,
right?
I just got back from
right?
Florida, and I'm shivering every day.
Yeah, yep, it
and
is.
And I didn't get any sun because I'm not supposed to be in the sun too much with my potential for skin cancer.
Right.
Being a blue-eyed boy. And I was with my brother Mike, who was in hospice. He did pass away when I was there.
Oh, well, sorry.
But I did.
Our thoughts and prayers are with you and your family.
Yeah, thanks. I did get to, at least he knew I was there. When I got there, I flew right down when my sister-in-law told me of his condition. And he basically has had Parkinson's for about 13, 14 years. And he's about 11 years older than me. So he was about my age when he got it. And I watched this whole 10 plus years of decline in a human, and it's really tough.
Oh, yeah.
You know, ended up in a walker and falling asleep all the time because of the meds and the disease. And a couple weeks ago, they have a home in Florida as well. And he got up to, I think, go to his bedroom or closet or something, and he fell.
Right.
And he hit his head, and he had a brain bleed, and it just all went down from there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then they had to take him to hospice, and that's when I jumped on a plane and headed down. And I was there about a week, and his two kids were there and a couple of in-laws, and it was good to have everybody together for that final moment. But I'll tell you, it's tough losing a sibling. That's the second brother I've lost. So now the last brother I have just went up in value.
Don't let him know that, but I get it.
I did. I took him to lunch. Yeah. Cinco de Mayo was his birthday, so so I took him out for lunch, and it's just a thing in life, you know. It's kind of the bell tolls.
Sure. Well, it's going to happen to all of us.
Yeah.
Right. So we had a man law last week. You weren't around, and but what we talked about is spend the time you can with the people that you love, because you never know, right? You just never know. Things happen, accidents happen, life happens, whatever it may be. But
darn life.
Take your time. Take the time, not your time. Take the time to get that done, because it matters.
And it's a strange time with the COVID and the vaccines and all the controversies about the vaccines and the uncertainty of, you know, do you get it, do you not? I personally am not a big vaccine fan, and I don't consider this a vaccine based on the description of a vaccine. I think it's an injection, and it was rushed, and the FDA won't validate it, and they're holding all the drug companies harmless. So it's kind of like you're part of a trial.
Sure,
and I'm
a
not,
big one.
I'm not, yeah. I had COVID at your place.
Right.
And so it's very, very, very survivable. I don't know if the shot will be.
Yeah.
So,
well, I've had one of two.
Sorry about your luck.
No, but I've had one of two. I got the second one next week, actually. So we'll see.
You might think about that.
Well, I've got lots of people. I know lots of people that have had them, but I know lots of people that feel the same as you do. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just a very personal decision.
Yeah.
And there's no right or wrong. It's whatever works best for you. I, too, have had it. I think I probably gave it to you. And so, you know, it's one of those things where,
well, I appreciate that because that helped my immunity.
Right. Yeah. Right.
So, you helped me and you didn't even know it.
So there we are. So let's lighten this up a little bit. It is the Grillin' Guys, and, we are, going to celebrate a little bit of spring because believe it or not, it'll be here. The only way you know when spring is really here is because the plant places on the radio, ads are every 30 damn seconds.
I followed a Romance Gardens truck in.
Right.
That's a big chain out of Detroit.
Yep.
So they have a place in Grand Rapids now.
Yeah.
So Fruit Basket, look out, because you got a big competitor moving in your market.
Yeah.
it is that time of year. And last year, I couldn't pull the trigger on my covered deck. I came up with a better solution this year.
Good.
Based on budget. I'm going
damn
to.
Budget.
Yeah. Well, hey, that's a reality, right? We really wanted to go with these triangular canvases that go over your deck, kind of like you did.
Fabric sails.
Yeah,
yeah, right.
Yeah,
they call them a sail. Yep.
And but I wanted to cover my grill area. So to make it easier and simpler, I'm putting my whole grill area behind my garage, and then I can just put a nice shed roof off of it, much less money than what I was going to do to cover the whole deck. And I can just make a neat little tin roof rusted over it.
So
B-52s
let
roof.
Let me talk to you about that, because you've been gone, you've been out, you don't know what I've done. I have a 20 by 11 covered portion of my deck with a tin roof on it right now.
Oh.
And the tin is much less expensive than wood.
Yes.
Okay.
Did you put the furlings in and stuff?
Yep, the whole deal. And it's up, and I'm building my grill area underneath it right now.
And we still have to run gas pipe.
The gas pipe is for the pool heater. They're still. I'm only putting a propane. The tech. I'm going to put the tech out there, and I'm not going to hardwire it. Because,
well, you might think about that.
Well, the tech's propane, and I got natural gas.
It's easy to convert.
Yeah, but I'm not going to mess with it.
I can do it for you.
I know you can, but you're going to be over to help with the pool heater. But the ship has sailed.
Okay.
It's all designed. But anyway.
Save me a job. That's okay.
Right. But the point is that you got to set up a flow when you do this, and I've got an L shape, but you got to access my bar from both sides is the way I want it.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Gassy Grilling Guys right here.
Yeah, right. Yeah, good thing we don't have a smell-o-vision on, right? That'd be terrible. But anyway, I've been working on the deck.
Are you doing the grills under the roof?
Yes.
Good.
Yes. Yep. I'm going to put the big green egg and my tech out there. I didn't want to make room. I had room, but I didn't want to make room for the pellet grill.
Right.
It's just long. It's, you know, it's 4.5 foot long. And
you just pull that out when you're desperate anyway.
Exactly. Yeah. But so I gas grill and charcoal grill is what I've got out there. And then I've got a nice little 4-seat bar. And then I put a refrigerator out there. So that took a lot of my wall space.
So your bar's done.
It's being constructed as we speak. I'm doing it at nights and weekends.
So that G-Sport grill of yours, yeah. Awesome grill. What are you going to put that on?
It's on a 36-inch wide by 8-foot long table that I built, and it's just going to set tabletop. Okay. Table's at 32 inches, so I've got nice, comfortable
Perfect.
Grilling. And
you don't want to get tendonitis.
No, I don't, because I'm there a lot. I'm there a lot. You know that. But anyway, and that part's covered. The bar is covered. I'm going to throw a TV out there, and we're going to have some fun with that. Yeah. Right beside the pool, it's like similar to your little pool bar that you have at your house. It's on a, mine's on the side, yours is on the end, but it's the same deal. But it's been a lot of ciphering, Jeffro. I mean, knot and knot is double knot. You want to cut once and measure twice and all that other happy stuff. But I ran electrical. We're running, you know, so there'll be lights
you're
underneath.
Tim Taylor.
Well, I don't know if I'm any tool man or not, but I can tell you what, though. I'm a soft ass. I'm a soft ass is what I am. I got scars and cuts and pokes, drilled my hand with a drill. What a dumbass. I'm sorry. That's just what I am. I was holding a piece of something I wanted to drill in my hand and drilled in through it and into my hand.
That's a big no-no.
That's just dumb.
Well,
is all it
in
is,
the next
man.
Segment, I have a big surprise for
all
you.
All right. Well, very good. So speaking of next segments, I'm sure we'll get into some spring grilling. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, guys. Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey, engineering better Michigan beer.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Hey, this is Jop from The Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them The Grilling Guys sent you.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine. Fenn Valley Vineyards.